I haven't had much time to think about it. I spent some time with friends and family last night and had to fly out early this morning to Lytham to get some practice in for the Walker Cup. So I think when I get a break for a week next week, I can look back on it and reflect properly.
How was your headspace on Sunday night going into the final round at the Open, the home of golf, leading and potentially being the first amateur since 1930 to lift the Claret Jug?
I was a little excited, you know, getting off the course. So it took me a while to get to sleep, and then I didn't sleep as well as I would have liked and kind of had thoughts running through my head. I would have loved to have just gone from the 18th tee on Sunday to the first tee without all the waiting around. So I think that was the hardest bit for me to cope with. But it's definitely something I can learn from going forward and hopefully improve on and play better in the last round next time I'm there.
What are the main things that you can take from the final round? You say you learnt a lot.
More about just how I felt going around, different shots. That I kind of, every round I went out there, in the first three, I went out with the attitude to not let the fear of bad golf get in the way of letting myself play great. So when I went out in the last round, I wasn't really pushing to play well. I was more trying not to play badly. So that was the kind of the mindset that changed, which looking back on it, obviously wasn't ideal. But it's definitely something that'll help me going forward.
And the first tee shot on the third round and the final round couldn't have been more different, really.
Yeah, it was raining a bit then when we teed off in the final round, and you know it's such a wide fairway. You're just trying to get something down there anywhere in play. The third, it was great though. I got to play Louis Oosthuizen in both the last two rounds. You know, so by the time I got to Monday, we were quite comfortable together. So I was nervous both days, but I kind of got off to a settled start on the third round and settled me into the round. And in the last round, I got off to a shaky start, so I dangled my nerves a little bit for the first few holes. It took me longer to settle down into the round, so that was probably the difference.
When Ivor Robson announced your name on the final day, the reception was incredible on that first hole.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think everyone from Greystones was over there. A lot of people from Ireland coming over supporting. I definitely feel like I had the hometown support in my favour. So unfortunately, I didn't give them enough to cheer about the last day, but hopefully I gave them a week to remember.
You said you went round with Louis Oosthuizen across two rounds. He obviously won at St Andrews the previous time. What kind of stuff was he saying to you to settle your nerves?
Nothing really. He just kind of went about his business. I went about mine for the first few holes, and then as we settled into the rounds, we chatted a little bit. Nothing really. I thought it was cool in the last hole in the last round. He had to make birdie to get into a playoff, and he came over to me and put his arm around me and kind of pushed me up the Swilcombe Bridge and said, enjoy this. So I thought that was really nice for someone who obviously is quite focused on and has to make three in the last, to take the time out and say that to me. I thought was pretty special.
And were you able to enjoy that 18th, even though things hadn't gone your way in the end? Was it still a moment to savour?
Yeah, it was definitely a great memory to have. You know, the crowds just all over the place were fantastic. The 18th on the third round probably would be something that I'd remember more fondly, obviously, because I finished off a good round, but you just can't buy experience like that, so I think it'll stand me in good stead going forward.
And Jordan Spieth's come out and said a lot of nice things about the quality of the amateurs playing in the Open this time round, and that he thinks an amateur could win a major in the next 5 years. Would you back that up?
I definitely think they can. Whether they will or not, it's a completely different story, because you get into the events and there's only a handful of amateurs playing against the best pros in the world, so the odds are significantly stacked against them. But I definitely think the amateurs have the capability to shoot the scores they need to win. It's just whether they can do it 4 days in a row at the right time. I mean, like I shot three good rounds, and I have the ability to shoot 68 round there, and that would have won it for me. But it just didn't happen on the right day. So I think it's just about controlling yourself and hoping that everything falls into place.
Who were your heroes when you were growing up, and did you have a chance to play alongside them or talk to them this weekend?
Tiger Woods, obviously. Everyone kind of my age, I think, looked up to Tiger when they were younger. In the third round, I was playing on 15 and Tiger was coming up the fourth fairway, so he stopped and watched us hit into the green, so that was a little bit nerve-wracking. But in terms of Irish golf, definitely Graham McDowell, Padraig Harrington, Darren Clark, you know, we all look up to those guys. Rory McIlroy now, more recent past. But yeah, Irish golf definitely has some brilliant role models to look up to, and hopefully I can follow in their footsteps.
And in terms of the next steps of your career, what are you thinking now in terms of going professional?
Well, I've planned on going professional after the Walker Cup, I was going to wait to see if I made the team and then and play in September, and then the day after I was going to turn pro and then just play on sponsors' invites and go to Q School and see if I can get a European tour card.